Victims of Lyme disease converge on Albany today. An awareness rally is meant to focus attention on the tick-borne disease that can attack a person's skin, nervous system, heart, or joints. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, over 95,000 cases have been reported to the New York State Health Department since Lyme disease became reportable in 1986, including hundreds in central New York.
It started in May of 2011 with what looked like a case of the flu.
A high fever and body aches.
As summer went on, Tammy Akins' husband waved off other symptoms, things like fatigue and headaches. It was early fall when the Fabius family realized something was seriously wrong.
He passed out and had almost stroke-like symptoms.
Thus began a journey of blood work, scans, and physicians as the family tried to find out what was wrong. The Akin family ultimately had to leave central New York to find help. An initial Lyme disease test was negative. Akin pushed for a second one that isn't offered in New York State by a particular medical company for legal reasons, and that solved the mystery.
It was basically a test that checks like the DNA of the spirochete of the Lyme, and my husband had 3 of the 5 markers. We found a physician in Pittsburgh that has been treating Lyme patients for 20 years. He's been on high-dose antibiotics since. Market improvement.
That's one thing you notice when you talk to people in central New York who have Lyme disease. Their doctors aren't local. Kristen Schofield, who first tested positive for Lyme 20 years ago, also suffers from other tick-borne infections. She goes to a doctor in New York City. 2 years ago, she started up a support group in central New York, and when they meet, the big concern is...
There are no doctors in central New York that are really, really clued in to how to treat patients and to look at not just the Lyme, but the co-infections as well.
Schofield believes one of the reasons there are so few doctors is the fact it's a relatively new disease. She also says there are issues centering on the Centers for Disease Control guidelines when it comes to diagnosing Lyme. One thing today's rally will do is call on Congress to support federal legislation to revise those CDC guidelines. Early treatment of Lyme disease involves antibiotics and almost always lead to a cure. Chances of that decrease if treatment is delayed. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.